This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Vespa Mandarinia. No, that's not an orange motor scooter from Italy. That is the scientific name for giant hornets, originally from Asia, also known as murder hornets. Last year, the first nest made by this invasive insect was identified in the U.S., Washington State. Now more, another three nests since August in Whatcom County, Washington. Reporter Benjamin Payne reports on the race to prevent widespread damage to U.S. agriculture.
It takes a heavy-duty vacuum to suck Asian giant hornets out of their nest. In a video from the Washington State Department of Agriculture, officials can be seen hunched over the base of a rotting alder tree. They're wearing what look like spacesuits. A typical beekeeping suit isn't tough enough to shield from a potentially lethal sting. But while the threat to human life is a real concern,
really, it's not nearly as much of a concern as what they do to both honeybees and kind of wild bees.
That's Bob Peterson, an entomologist at Montana State University.
They can attack a honeybee hive, kill the workers, kill the queen, and then spend the next few days feeding on the immatures, the larvae. And so that is a direct economic consequence that is very troublesome.
Troublesome to American agriculture. According to the USDA, pollinators are responsible for one in every three bites of food we eat, and they increase the country's crop values by more than $15 billion each year. However,
the Asian giant hornet alone is not likely to put those crops in jeopardy, but it does add this compounding effect.
Eric Lee Motter is a conservationist with the Xerces Society, a nonprofit that works to protect pollinators like bees and butterflies. He says that pollinators are under enough stress as it is: climate change, habitat loss, pesticides.
And so to have one more thing tipping the scales against pollinators, it's not a welcome development.
But that tipping point hasn't been reached, at least not yet. Entomologist Bob Peterson again.
We might be able to eradicate this species. There are some things that are going for us.
One being that only the queens can reproduce. The workers are sterile and cannot become queens, unlike some other wasps. Another thing, Peterson says, we're still early on. Only Whatcom County has had to wrestle with this species in the U.S. Not that you'd really want to wrestle with a murder hornet. In Whatcom County, Washington, I'm Benjamin Payne for Marketplace.